This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. The World Health Organization lists glaucoma as the second leading cause of blindness in the world. It's estimated more than 2 million Americans have glaucoma, but only half know it. No one's certain exactly what causes the damage to the optic nerve that results in glaucoma, but in this edition of KERA's Consumer Health Series, Vital Signs, Dr. Roger Velasquez of Parkland Hospital in Dallas said there are certain risk factors to watch out for.
There's many studies on glaucoma, and there's risk factors that we as ophthalmologists look for when we see patients in our chair. One is aging. The other is African-American race, a really strong risk factor, especially if you have a family history of glaucoma. Somebody in your immediate family, your mom, your father, your brother, your sister, they have glaucoma, then you yourself are at risk for developing glaucoma.
Why does it strike African-Americans so hard in particular? Does
anyone We just don't know. And a lot of genetic studies are being done to try to link the disassociation and see if there is a genetic factor. But as many things in medicine, there's also demographic, socioeconomic things that we just don't really well understand, and those can influence the development of glaucoma.
It's also hard for the average person to even know that they might have glaucoma.
Correct.
The symptoms are hard to detect.
Yes, especially in the most common form, primary open angle glaucoma affects about 90% of all the glaucomas that we see. And when the patients that come to me usually are the patients that have those symptoms, and they're already in-stage glaucoma patients, meaning that they have severe damage to their optic nerves. Now, these patients would complain of blurring of their vision or dimming of their vision. And when you test them and test the peripheral vision, you notice that most of their peripheral vision is gone. Mm-hmm. So these patients don't really notice anything until it's very, very severe.
So there are no signs that would lead to early detections at this point?
Not necessarily, no. There's some forms of glaucoma that you would get a high eye pressure and then subsequent eye pain, or you would lose vision very acutely, but they make up that less than 10% that we typically don't usually see. It's usually rare.
So it's a disease we don't really know the cause of, and it's a disease we don't easily recognize. In fact, most people could have it and not know it for a long time.
Correct.
So how then do you treat it?
The main treatment that we do is to lower the eye pressure. And traditionally, the way we do it is using topical or eye drops, or we have lasers as well. But the topical formulations that we have work in different ways inside the eye. One way is to lower the production of the fluid inside the eye, called the aqueous humor. So we have drops that can lower the production of fluid, and we have drops that can also facilitate the outflow or getting the fluid outside of the eye.
Is this something that can be cured?
There is no known cure for the most common form, primary open angle glaucoma. In the majority of cases, we can slow the progression or even stop it in its tracks. Now, there are secondary forms that we can do certain treatments and fix the problem, but those are the rare cases.
So what then should a person do to prevent the possibility of glaucoma, if anything?
Most beneficial thing is if you have risk factors for glaucoma, say you're over 40 with a positive family history, the most prudent thing to do would be to go see an ophthalmologist or a glaucoma specialist to have that full exam to know how at risk you are, or even if you're at risk at all. Once we make the diagnosis, that's the best way to prevent you from, you know, losing sight from this disease.
Beyond that, for the average person then, what?
Regular eye exams after the age of 40. Usually at that point, patients are already starting to develop presbyopia, meaning they're starting to get nearsighted and they're losing their ability to see things up close. So usually at that time, that's the best time to start to get full eye exams.
Dr. Velasquez, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.